gotta be an idiot to bet on that parlay.
It's DTF or bust.
Put it on my mama's porch tomorrow. Welcome back to Hold My Bet Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Park. Here with me, as always, the one, the only, the Cleveland Guardian himself, DTF.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Baseball is back.
It sure is. I really was expecting more from our tribe. I was hoping for a clean sweep this weekend against the Shetland A's, but gave away one loss.
Yeah, that game, we were down 3-0. We're about to make a comeback. It's 3-3. Bo Naylor gets picked off at third, went downhill from there.
Yes.
Well, in that, excited for baseball to be back. I'm excited to be at the ballpark.
Me too.
Next Monday, or this upcoming Monday, I guess. Even though I'm terrified of being downtown during the solar eclipse and the Final Four, women's Final Four going on. But, you know, that's what you sign up for. $100 parking, probably.
Yeah, definitely don't recommend parking close. Try to park at CSU if you can.
Yeah, I even feel like it's going to be $100 there.
Yeah, they've already got notices coming out to the employees with the employee lot. Like that they're going to check credentials, not just like your tag, but they're checking the make and model associated with the tag, like when you come in, because of people going to be basically sneaking in and parking for free. Any other given game day, I mean, I've never had an issue going on an off work day where I've gone to the game and parked there, but just because of the severity of it being opening day, people are going to be looking for parking with the solar eclipse going on too.
Yeah. Yeah. Cleveland.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if it was going to be like the Cavs parade where people were parked in the highway.
Yeah. That wouldn't surprise me either. I'm hoping that's not the case, but
no, I mean, it's not going to be that crazy, but I'm just expecting with the solar eclipse, like people are going to like be a madman and park on the side of the bridge and get out to take a picture of it. And
yeah, I won't be surprised about that.
Yeah.
But I was debating on selling my opening day tickets, to be honest, because I don't know if I want to deal with that, but I already took off work for that day. So
I've got a wedding I got to go to. One of my great friends, Emery, he's getting married on Monday and it's right before the eclipse. So I will be away from the city down in Medina, avoiding anything related, but I'm very excited for opening day though. It is going to be nice to have baseball back in the city. You know, that's one thing about Cleveland that I love is the ballpark. It's home to me. I mean, it's home to you.
Yeah.
And I just want to point out that since I am back again this season, I will not be able to give any picks for any MLB bets this year. It is illegal and it violates MLB protocol for me to partake in any MLB gambling. So that'll all be left to Brandon to discuss at any point this season. I will just be ears. I cannot partake.
Right.
And I'm technically not allowed to be using Fanatics Sportsbook.
Really?
Yeah. No Fanatics or Bet365.
Is it because it's in the ballpark now?
Yeah.
Damn, I did not realize that.
Yeah. So no Fanatics, no Bet365, and I cannot bet on baseball. Not even just the Guardians, no baseball team in general. So
no college baseball or anything?
No MLB.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, even college, well, no, that wouldn't make much sense. I was going to say, aren't some college players already drafted? But they're not playing for an MLB team, so yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah.
So if the sacrifice is I can't use Fanatics Sportsbook, whatever.
I mean,
I haven't bet on baseball since I started back up at the Guardians, since the gambling was legalized. I've not had any desire to. So this is the one holy sport That's, a pastime and nostalgic for me. So I'm just gonna let it be innocent and enjoy going to the baseball games this summer. I've
Yeah.
already got a couple traveling plans set up to go see some other ballparks. I'm gonna try to resume that where I was traveling even when I was younger. Now that I got the whole Brown season tickets thing out of the way, where I, decided to go away from that, really gonna take time to travel this year. So I got two trips planned so far.
Nice. Where are you going?
July 6th, we are going to Wrigley Field to see the Cubs versus, I believe, the Angels, and they're doing a bobblehead giveaway. And on June 12th, I'm going to Cincinnati for the Reds Guardians game, and I'm going for the De La Cruz bobblehead.
Nice,
I've
nice.
been to Cincinnati before, and I have a really sweet bobblehead from that stadium. It was Ken Griffey Jr. night. And it was a dual bobblehead where the base was big enough for two, and it was Ken Griffey swinging one way in a Reds uniform and Ken Griffey swinging another way in a Mariners uniform.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, it was awesome. It's one of my more prized bobbleheads. But that one's locked up. So just going for the trip. It's a Wednesday, so I took the day off and I'm just going with Brandon, Mr. Beats, doing a little like pre-marriage trip. Hopefully
Yeah.
we can make that work out. But yeah, thought De La Cruz. I want to see him play, and it's a bobblehead night, so
Yeah, are you going May 4th to
well,
Cleveland?
we are, I thought. We all
Yeah,
are.
we are. Yeah, I wanted to make sure that was confirmed that we were going.
I was just talking about other trips, but
Yeah.
any Guardians game, I mean, we got all the giveaways planned. But the Stephen Kwan or Obi Kwan Kenobi bobblehead that day, we will have to still get tickets. But right now, I've been looking like every week, and the tickets really haven't jumped. So, just as long as the special packaging tickets don't sell out, which they shouldn't,
Right.
we should be all right. But yeah, we got to get those soon. I'm hoping to get those before, like the middle of April. We should do it soon.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
But yeah, excited to have baseball back. Hopefully the Guardians can, bounce back. They lost their first game in Seattle by one run, even though a home run was given to us.
Yeah.
Did you see that play?
Yeah, he was like in his glove, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it fell out and went over the fence or over the wall, I guess you could say. But anyways, let's go ahead and get into some news that happened since we last recorded. Jadeveon Clowney shocked us and signed with a team before training camp. Signed a 2-year deal with the Carolina Panthers, so you already know that he was just going strictly for the bag.
Yeah.
Because Carolina's not going anywhere. Hassan Reddick was finally traded from the Eagles to the New York Jets. So that was pretty interesting. Basically, they traded Bryce Huff for Hassan Reddick in a Or Bryce Huff in a third round pick for Hassan Reddick.
Yeah.
The Jets also now want to trade out of number 10 to a quote unquote quarterback needy team. I thought that was pretty interesting. I don't know really what team would want to jump up to number 10 though, because the Vikings are the only team that comes to mind, but they're at 11. So I don't see them really needing to jump up one spot.
Yeah, I can't think of who would want to jump up there.
Maybe the Broncos, but what, two
Yeah, but
spots?
yeah.
Yeah, no.
I don't think it'd be worth it.
I think if anyone's going to jump up, it's going to be for New England's pick.
Interesting.
I could easily see them settling for like I could see the Vikings trading with New England and then New England getting two first round picks this year.
I could see that. I could see that. Yeah, because the Vikings really got it bad. I mean, how are they going to depend on
I
Sam
mean,
Darnold?
they gotta land on whoever they get with this pick, they gotta land. Otherwise,
Yeah.
they better be looking to trade Justin Jefferson. and Hawkinson. Because no Kirk, and I know some people still believe in Sam Darnold, but I don't know. I think he's a perfect backup. And maybe he'll actually play good this year, but I don't know about that. Carson Wentz signed with the Chiefs this morning. I thought that was interesting and out of the blue. Kind of forgot he was still in
Over
there.
the yeah, overnight it just happened. I'm like, wait, what? He's just going
Yeah.
from team to team on 1 year deals now.
Yeah. I think that's pretty much going to be the rest of his career, is just signing 1 year deals everywhere. But also, apparently, J.K. Dobbins is meeting with the Chiefs today and expected to get a deal done soon. So,
That'd be
Pacheco and
interesting.
Dobbins is pretty good backfield, if you ask me.
Yeah.
I mean, McKinnon, especially with McKinnon getting up there in age, I don't think they re-signed Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I think he's still a free agent. So, yeah, hopefully, J.K. can throw something out there. And you know, he didn't play at all, what, the last 2 years, or he only played for what, 2 weeks last year or the
Right.
prior
Yeah,
year.
it was not much.
Yeah. Which sucks, because he was one of my favorite Buckeyes to watch while he was at Ohio State.
Me too.
Yeah. But back to the Chiefs, actually. They're, I guess it'd be second year wide receiver now, Rashee Rice, who we talked pretty high on at the end of the last season, is now wanted by the police after a basically he was racing his Corvette or Lambo. It hasn't came out which one was his, but everyone believes it's the Corvette.
Yeah, I thought his was the Corvette.
And yeah, apparently that wasn't like the, I had heard the Corvette, and then I heard someone say that they weren't sure if it was the Lambo or the Corvette or if both cars were his. But if both were his, that's pretty crazy on a rookie deal.
I mean, he's going into his second year and he's already probably gonna, well, he'll
He
probably have
probably
to
got a
serve.
bonus from the Super Bowl too.
Yeah, but he's probably going to have to serve time.
Yeah. I don't know, because no one, the way I look at it, what's his name on the Eagles? Jalen Carter, literally our first podcast we ever did. Jalen Carter was in a similar instance, and someone died and he never went to jail.
Yeah, that's true.
And no one died in this, but I mean, you had a mom
Yeah,
and a
but then
kid in the car.
they threw in the mom and 4-year-old child. You know, they threw in that story, which
And
it's
fled
all
this.
valid. I'm not trying to defend him at all, but I'm just pointing out the facts that he was involved. They ran and ditched the scene, which makes it look even more guilty. So I'm just, I don't know. I feel like there's got to be some repercussions, like a league suspension. Like, at least Jalen Carter followed through and, did everything. But again, not defending him. The questions will lie, was Rasheed driving or was he just in the car? Which I don't know who's really willing to let someone drive their car of that value and
At
to be
that
involved in
fastest
street
speed on the
racing.
highway. Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, let me drive your Corvette. Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I'd be letting anybody touch my Corvette.
No. Unless you were driving one little block at like 20 miles an hour. No. But also, this happened yesterday. Rest in peace, Avante Davis. I
Yeah, I
remember
can't
I was
believe
first
that.
watching football. He was considered one of the best corners in the league at that time. I think it was right when he got to Indianapolis, if I'm not mistaken, from Miami. But he still to this day has one of the most legendary retirement stories. Retired in the middle of the game when he was playing for the Buffalo Bills. I'm pretty sure that was him, right?
Vontae Davis.
Yeah.
He was on the Colts, the Dolphins.
In the
Did he
Bills.
play? Yeah, he played for the Bills.
Yeah, because
Yes.
the Bills was the team that he retired at halftime. He made a tackle
Yeah,
and just
that's right.
said, yeah, I retired. But yeah, they South Florida police found him.
It's his
Unfortunately,
grandma, wasn't it?
was it his grandma?
I thought it said there was no foul play. He was found by his grandmother.
Huh.
Just found unresponsive.
Yeah, that's sad. He was only 35 years old, too. So rest in peace, Vontae Davis. Other than that, let's go ahead and talk about the Sweet 16 Elite Eight. Did you get to watch many games this weekend?
A little bit, but I was mostly just depressed because every team I wanted to win was out except NC State. So I just basically watched the NC State game, and God, DJ Burns Jr. is so fucking good.
Yeah.
He's a beast.
The vending machine, bro. The vending machine.
Yep.
They definitely have lived up to be America's team this March Madness so far. I mean, you beat Duke. You're the only North Carolina team still in it now after UNC lost.
Well, they've just been on a hell of a run for the last like month and a half. I mean, to
Yeah, I
go
mean,
out in their tournament and then to be in the Final Four is just insane.
yeah, as the 11th seed. I mean, if I forget what the player's name is, but if he doesn't make that three as time expires, they don't, I don't even think they make the tournament.
Right.
So crazy story goes to show that anything can happen in March. And I'm excited to see if they can make it to the championship and see if they can bring it home even. UConn, though, just looks unstoppable. It
Oh, for
absolutely
sure.
blew out Illinois. Blew them out.
Yeah, which is sad because I wanted Illinois to go far. But I've been very careful with anything related to UConn because I knew they were on another level.
Yeah. UConn's just a completely different breed. Alabama made it to the Final Four for the first time in school history, which I that was kind of crazy. I figured they had to have made it like once or twice, maybe. But I guess they didn't make it last year. Because I remember last year in my bracket, I had them winning the whole thing.
I thought it was wild that it ended up coming down to Bama Clemson.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I picked Clemson finally. After I'd been screwed by Clemson every single time, every single other round, I bet against Clemson. They won. I bet for Clemson. They lose to Alabama. But it's fine. On my bracket, I had Alabama, actually. So my final four on that side was perfect. The only ones that I did not get were the right side of the bracket, where I had Kentucky and Tennessee, which
Yeah,
Tennessee lost to Purdue.
Tennessee fucked me. But
Yeah.
I just didn't have faith in Penn or Purdue. That was my problem. My problem going into this tournament was I did not believe that Penn State or keep saying Penn State, Purdue would make it. They wouldn't make it past the Sweet 16. I had them losing to Gonzaga and Tennessee obviously winning the Midwest. But I was really high in Marquette winning the South. And obviously they lost to NC State and NC State beat Duke. So on and so forth. But just unbelievable run by NC State. But yeah, Purdue. Zach Edey is a force to be reckoned with, but my biggest flaw with him is I just don't think he's going to be that great in the NBA.
No, he's not athletic enough. The best comparison I can give him is what's the dude? He played at I believe it was Gonzaga. Goga. He plays, I think he plays on the Magic now.
What were you trying to say, Bogan?
Blitzdale? No. You'll recognize the name. It's I don't know how to properly pronounce his name. I'm looking it up too. Did the Magic play tonight? No, they don't play tonight.
Not Paolo.
No. He might not even play on the Magic anymore.
Oh, Goga Bidadze.
Yes. Yeah, what school did he play for?
Indiana.
What?
No, I'm sorry. That's where he was drafted to.
George, why does it not say his
Bio.
school? I swore it was Gonzaga.
It's so weird it doesn't tell you. Take the Google.
Yeah, I'm about to.
6, yeah, but he's 6'10". So he's a little shorter.
Yeah. But that's like the type of person he reminds me of, or player in that time, because he was a pretty dominant college player as well. Trying to find his school. Georgia's men's. Was it what? No, he definitely did not go to Georgia. College. Why am I having such a hard issue, like, finding his college?
I don't think he went to college.
Gonzaga, yeah. Gonzaga, I found it.
Where does it show that? It shows that he played
International.
in a Serbian league, yeah. Yeah, 'cause it says Vita Tis Belisi, Mega, Smederevo, Buducnost, Indiana Pacers, Fort Wayne, Mad Ants, and Orlando Magic.
That's so weird. I remember him playing for Gonzaga. It says College, Georgia. I don't. He did not play for Georgia. That's so weird.
Yeah,
Native.
anywho.
Yeah. Anywho, that's who Zach Edey reminds me of in college basketball, where they can be one of the best players on the floor, but it wouldn't translate to an NBA game. DJ Burns, I feel, is the same way. I know he's actually getting recruited by NFL teams, but.
He reminds me of Z-Bo.
Yeah, he does. Just a little, I think he's bigger than Z-Bo even. But do you think that Purdue has any chance whatsoever to win this?
Any chance?
Yeah.
They're the favorites by a lot, but
Over
like
you.
right now, NC State's like plus 350.
Oh, I'm just talking about like the whole championship.
Oh no. It's UConn.
Yeah, I think it's UConn. I think that Dan Hurley's way too smart of a coach. Not that Purdue's coach is a scrub, but I think they'll have a game plan for Zach Edey,
Yeah.
and basically take him out of the game.
Yeah, you just find ways to shut down your weapons. And that's one thing that LSU could not do last night against Caitlin Clark. You know, it's like Caitlin Clark put up 9 3-pointers. You're telling me you couldn't guard her a little tighter.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing that NC State could do to have any chance is just make sure that Zach Edey does not get a boner. That's the only key. Did you see that last game? He got a boner.
No, I just saw him after the game with some
And he said
girl.
he got a boner. Oh, well, that too.
Didn't you see that video?
Yeah, I did see that video, but there's a video of one of his teammates recording on the floor, and Zach Edey looks over and says, "Have a boner."
Yeah, somebody tweeted out the video of him going into that girl's like dorm room or party, and someone quote tweeted and was like, could be anyone. It's clearly him not fitting in the doorway.
Him ducking down.
Yeah.
That would
Classic.
be such a pain. That'd be such a pain. They have to
Well, I was
definitely
laughing too because the media has been hilarious this week, like with that, and then with Rashee Rice, there was a quote tweet that said he was one interpreter away from getting away from it. That's been like my favorite running joke this past week was one interpreter away from getting away with it.
Yeah. I think he's somehow gonna get away with it. I mean, that's the biggest name in baseball right now. He plays on one of the biggest franchises and historic franchises. They'll somehow let him get away with it. Unless they can find some crazy evidence that there's no question about it, and he'll get away with it. Because I mean, whoever told him to take that approach on saying, "Oh, I gave him the money to try to get himself out of gambling debt," was smart. Long as the transactions can match up to that story, he'll get away with it. Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to this weekend. Dylan, did you have any stories you wanted to mention from this past week?
Let me take a quick look.
While you're looking real quick, I just realized I did not mention this on last week's episode. But right before last week's episode, I did go and meet Joe Flacco and gave him some Hold My Bev golf balls, which I'll go ahead and insert that video right here. I'll just talk over it. He was a pretty cool dude. I could tell he was getting tired and didn't really want to be there, so I brought him some golf balls. It seems like he enjoyed them. I know he owns a golf course. So I hope Joe can enjoy those golf balls and the best golf in Indianapolis.
And we hope to see those balls get used somewhere in a video by you. We'd love to have you come on the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
A couple things. That was really cool. And I thought it was cool that he accepted them and wasn't weird about it. So hopefully, I mean, in my honest opinion, that was one of my most favorite years as a Browns fan. Just the hype with Joe really made it fun to be a Browns fan. So that'll be one season I never forget. Just wish it would have ended a different way.
Yeah, same.
As for news from the last week for myself, the lad was in town Friday, and we went to the Cavs game against the 76ers. And I wanted to point out that it was Embiid-less Sixers, and we barely snuck away with a win by 3 points, which scares me that we are having some big time issues in the locker room. Sunday night, we lost by double digits to the Nuggets. Donovan Mitchell apparently is saying, you know, it's fucking April. You know, we can't be doing this in April. There's a lot of frustration building up again, which seems like, again, he's not going to sign, you know, a super deal with us.
Yeah, when reports were just saying that he'll 100% be signing with us, hopefully this.
Do you think he signs if we do something like trade Garland? Or, I mean, we got to build around him. We can't keep this same roster, apparently. If we don't make it far, if we don't make it past 2 rounds, and we're not in the West or Eastern Conference Finals, do you see them making a big move like trading Darius, or do we go after somebody in free agency again? But I mean, what is your end game here? Because I can't figure out what this team needs if we're going to keep Donovan Mitchell. Like, is Donovan Mitchell worth keeping?
I would much rather keep Donovan Mitchell than Darius. I hate trading Darius, but I'm sorry, him and Donovan Mitchell on the floor, same floor is just not cutting it. I'd rather keep Donovan Mitchell, though. I mean, he's proven that when healthy and the team's good, that he can be the number one, if not 1B player on a championship team. I truly believe that. He's one of the best guards in the game. Darius Garland, he needs the ball too much, and he's been in and out of the lineup with different injuries. I think for his own development too, that he'd be better off going elsewhere. And I don't really want Zach LaVine, but I know the Bulls were wanting Darius Garland for Zach LaVine. And We were are their number one like target, like, hey, let's get a deal done. Like, we want to trade Zach LaVine, but we want Darius Garland. And the Cavs were saying, no.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd maybe revisit that. That wouldn't be my number one option, but I think you gotta feel out the Garland market. I wish Mobley's, potential didn't feel like it was stunted, but it kind of does now.
Yeah, and Mobley was actually the one who saved the game the other night. He had a clutch three-pointer to give us a chance, and it was just one of those moments where I'm like, man, I'm really glad we have him on our team. Same thing with Jared Allen. Like, Jared Allen consistently in and out, night in, night out, is consistent boards and points. I love Max Strus. I think he was a great addition in the offseason. I'm not sold on Niang, although he had
Not
like
at all.
25, he had 25 points Friday night, which was just a quiet 25. I looked
Yeah.
up and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, 23 points in the third quarter. I was like, I haven't even seen him make a basket, or, I felt like I didn't see him make a basket. Somebody brought up a point that, are we better off with Darius Garland than Colin Sexton? Because Colin Sexton's put up like 20 points in like so many consecutive games. And I tried to put myself in a scenario where we had Sexton and Mitchell instead of Mitchell and Garland, and I think it would actually be worse because I think that Colin Sexton needs the ball in his hand more than Garland. Garland at least shares the ball. Sexton has to bring the ball up every time, and he's going to make sure he gets 20, which then Mitchell is going to probably not get his 25 to 30 every night. So I think we were better off without Sexton in this case, but I do think that if we were to trade Garland, you find somebody who can play shooting guard, let Donovan Mitchell play the point guard, and you go with it that way.
Yeah, I would 100% agree. I think that the Cavs need more size, because Donovan Mitchell, he's not very tall, especially for a shooting guard.
Right.
He's definitely more of a point guard size. We need someone that's going to be better defensively as a two guard. One name that I will throw out there, and it will have to be for a very, very cheap deal, because if they pay him the type of money he thinks he's going to get paid, they're out of their mind. And I know for years we rooted against him, and I still think he's a little bit washed, but he still has something left in the tank defensively. It's Klay Thompson. I don't really want him that bad, but I wouldn't be against it if it was for the right deal.
No, I would take him in a heartbeat. I think he would bring something to this team that would really spark the offense and the defense. I don't think I'd be against that at all.
Yeah, I don't think it will happen, nor do I like want to see them go completely out of their way and overpay
Yeah.
him to move from California to Ohio.
Right.
But
Yeah.
it's just someone like that, a 3-and-D player that's got some size to him is what I want to see in Cleveland. Because I don't want to say that I am out on Garland, but if I'm choosing between the two, I'm going to give Donovan his money and build a team around him.
Yeah, I agree. But NBA playoffs are coming up soon. Looking forward to seeing how this goes. If you look at the West, the Wild West, the play-in tournament currently has both the Warriors and Lakers. I do expect one of those two teams to make it out alive, and I think it'll end up being the Warriors.
You
I
think
just
it'll
don't
be the
know.
Warriors?
Of them and the Lakers, I don't know. I mean, I'd like to see LeBron and the Lakers get into the playoffs, but there's just something about the Warriors too with LeBron. Like, it's like his
Know.
kryptonite.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But some other things going on. Did you happen to see, and this is such a small like little thing in the news, but did you see that Florida Atlantic will be playing the University of South Florida on an aircraft carrier this year?
Football?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's the first ever It's called the Battle of the Coasts, and it's going to be the first ever football game played in the Atlantic Ocean aboard an aircraft carrier. Friday, November 1st, Battle of the Coasts, Florida Atlantic versus USF on an aircraft carrier.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I'll send it to you on Twitter. They
Holy.
posted it. They posted it yesterday, actually. I've
Wow.
seen the basketball games,
Yeah.
but
At Michigan
think about
State versus what, Duke or North Carolina or something like that? Yeah.
But what about a football game? I don't know, like how stable is this carrier? Is it not gonna rock at all? I mean, like what if you're like juking somebody out and you're like the
Although
weight.
those carriers are huge.
Okay. Well, I've never been
Yeah.
aboard one, so I wouldn't know. But yeah. I mean, imagine if I'm just trying to picture like a kickoff if for some reason the ball was to fly out of play and in the water. Like there's gotta be a netting up or something. It can't just be It can't just because, like, if you look at the photo, it looks like just a football field on a flat canvas and there's like nothing around it.
Yeah, I'm just curious how that's gonna pan out and how big this carrier. I know the carriers are huge, but whole football field plus seats and everything, like,
Yeah,
yeah,
I
I don't
have
know.
no
That's
clue.
definitely interesting. That's definitely interesting for sure.
Yeah, I have no clue, but it'll be cool to watch. I've always kind of pulled for the USF Bulls. That was the first college that I ever wanted to go to, outside of like Ohio State. I wanted to be a Southern Florida Bull, mainly because I wanted to live in Tampa, but
Yeah.
didn't make it happen. Ended up a Vike.
Yeah. I when I was looking at schools before I was going to Tennessee was Florida Gulf Coast was one that I was very interested in. Just because, you know, my parents lived down towards that area. A lot of family that I have lives in that area. And honestly, the lazy river around campus sounded pretty damn cool. Sound like a nice post recovery.
I wanted to mention it's the Masters week. I haven't figured out who I want to root for this year. I always pull for like Max Homa or Brooks Koepka. I think this year I'll probably lean more towards Brooks Koepka for my bet. Jon Rahm should not repeat, but I wouldn't be surprised if he repeated now that he's been with LIV. It'd be hilarious if another LIV golfer won the Masters. Brooks Koepka was so close. And speaking of golf, we are in the works for a Happy Gilmore 2.
I did
I'm a
see that. I'm
big
so excited
fan. Can't wait to see Shooter and Happy go to battle again. And I guess my last shout out for this week was our good buddy Alex Hale. Has his MLB predictions on his podcast, the Balking Up podcast. I believe, though, it was on his Top Dogs Browns podcast.
Yeah.
So check him out, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. Check out our buddy Alex and his MLB production or predictions. I don't have much else going into this week. It's just, Final Four week. We got the rest of the women's tournament coming to Cleveland, the Final Four. So Iowa, we got Caitlin Clark coming to Cleveland. Hopefully we figure out this Rashee Rice deal.
Draft coming soon,
NFL draft is very soon.
which we got to plan something for that.
Yes, we do.
NBA playoffs starting soon. UFL football, did you get to watch any of that at all?
No, I saw the first touchdown pass just on a clip, but I didn't get to see the games.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of the games, just little snippets of it. But seems cool. I like that they got some decent names. They got the YouTuber Destroying playing kicker.
Yep, I did see that.
Yeah, no, he's awesome. Hopefully he can get his NFL shot because I think he's a good enough kicker to do it. But yeah, other than that, guys, that's about it for this episode. Make sure that if you guys enjoyed this episode, that you leave a like, comment down below. some things that you'd like to hear us talk about, or like just some extra content ideas. We're always looking for more content ideas to do. And subscribe for more on this YouTube channel, or if you're listening to Spotify, make sure you subscribe and turn on notifications for new episodes. And follow us on Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram at Hold My Bet Podcast. Those should be right below me, anyways. But other than that, Dylan, go ahead and close us out.
Please, for the love of God, make sure you are gambling responsibly. Call 1-800-GAMBLER if you have any issues, like our lad down under in Columbus. Love you guys.
Peace.
Peace.